The Living Law Firm Banned in Boston. July 23, 2021, by Justice Anna Vaughn writes, Big Lake, Alaska. The irony of it, right? The state most renowned for its resistance to tyranny, is now one of the most afflicted by it. Like Montezuma's revenge, the Brits and the Papists have reduced it to functioning as a commonwealth, being milked and bilked for the profit of both the Pope and the King. And let's not forget, the UN, Corp. Kentucky, Pennsylvania, and Virginia, other states of the Union that have played crucial roles in claiming and exercising our country's independence, have all been reduced to functioning as commonwealths. This form of Christian communism is especially noisome, as it pretends to be for the good of all and to be charitable and beneficial, without actually naming names or publishing results of all this charity. When the actual deal is examined, it shows up as a fraud scheme similar to home loans. You think that this means they are loaning you money to buy a home, but in actuality, they are asking you to loan them your home as collateral so that they can access 7 to 10 times as much credit based on your asset. That's what a home loan really is. They mortgage the asset and steal your credit, pay you a small part of the credit you raised by mortgaging your home, and keep the rest. So, if you want to buy a home that costs $250,000, they set up a mortgage contract on that asset. That nets between $1,750,000 and $2,500,000 for their bank as credit, that is, money of account. They give you the $250,000 to pay off your house, take their cut, then loan out the balance to other suckers. The same process repeats. This is how the whole banking system gets overextended and how people get enslaved and how homes and businesses get stolen. The truth is, they didn't actually loan you anything. You loaned them everything. And all they did was broker an enslavement contract that left you as a tenant in what should have been your own house. Even after you pay off the mortgage, you don't own your house. You are just a tenant in residence until you die. The land is still purportedly owned by the Queen, who gives you a title like Sir Stupid Idiot, and managed as a custodial interest by the Pope, as an evil Uncle Ernie, so that the probate court, which is entirely illegal and not ever created by any American constitution or legislative act, can swoop in and steal the property from your heirs and resell it for the benefit of the Queen and the Pope, again. They do the same thing with your children and your marriages, which are only considered to be joint business ventures that produce products, aka, children, and they assume an undisclosed third-party silent partner majority interest in your joint venture and your products. LOL. By the same deceitful and immoral and criminal legal presumptions, they have attempted to reduce men and women to being humans, and when the humans fought for the rights, they gave them only civil rights. And now that that shtick is wearing thin, they are trying to turn everyone into transhumans and deny them any rights at all. How about we just find them and brand them as what they are? Criminals and outlaws. White-collar scum that comes in all colors. Traitors to mankind. Traitors to this country and to all countries. Worshippers of Mammon. Anyway, folks, it is a tenet of all that we have researched that a very large percentage of the Americans who have been misaddressed by courts in this country since 1865, should never have been approached, much less spoken to, by these foreign courts, foreign both literally and jurisdictionally. Isn't it a strange thing that they finally agree with the Living Law Firm? Once their profits are in the tank and they are consistently losing every case, they agree that we don't belong in their courts? Isn't that convenient? LOL. So, the Living Law Firm is not disbanding. It's concentrating full force on education and on enabling every living American to go on teaching these courts where the high water mark really is, as long as the foreign court systems exist. Just the same, it's a funny feeling to stand here and reflect upon how the Tories and the Papists have schemed to undermine us and all the other living people, and to see how close they've come to gaining their objective, to rule the world or destroy it. Now they are rushing forward the Basel III contracts, intent on destruction. No cash will be available. Gold and silver will be sucked into the vaults and stock exchanges, too. Millions of people will starve and perish if BIS gets its way, so we should hold BIS and all those who are partners in BIS accountable for that, right down to their toenails. We are proud to be banned in Boston and the illegal Commonwealth of Massachusetts, which has no custodial interest here. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anavon Rights website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anavon Rights website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.